This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Seven states in the Colorado River Basin failed to meet a key deadline last week on a plan to conserve their shared water supplies. KUNC's Scott Franz reports environmental groups are worried the impasse could have dire impacts.
Fears are growing that the river's fate might head to court. Sinjin Eberle of the conservation group American Rivers says that would be risky because conservation plans would be halted and judges may not rule in the best interest of the river's health.
The river has to be made whole. The river has to be able to sustain everything that depends on it, even if some people have to take some pain. And if that process stops, the river definitely will be in even more dire condition than it is now.
Eberle says the lack of a deal could mean painful mandatory water restrictions for cities, damage to ecosystems in the Grand Canyon, and even the possibility of Lake Powell dropping so low its dam can't produce electricity. It's unclear what happens next with the negotiations after two missed deadlines. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Housing in Colorado's mountain towns has become a hot-button issue in the last few years. Proposition 123, a voter-approved measure that created the state's first funding stream for affordable housing in 2022, is starting to produce results. Silverton is the first jurisdiction to meet goals, with 10 new units that will be move-in ready by March. CPR's Haley May says they're not alone.
Several jurisdictions are close to compliance for their own Prop 123 projects. Arvada, for example, has 441 units. Durango is also near its target. And then Ouray and Ridgeway also just completed their own. The state's calling the funding a game changer, especially for small towns, but they know that multiple strategies are needed to continue solving the housing crisis in places like Silverton, especially for renters.
CPR's Haley May, and you're listening to CPR News.